Hey friends, here we are, episode 23 of James for You by Sam Alberry here on A Heart Refined. So we left off yesterday quoting the verse James 1, 5 through 8, where he's saying, now if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God and he'll help you. But if you are doubting what you're asking for, then you're like a ship tossed in the sea. And that person should not expect to receive anything from God because they are unstable in all they do. They are double-minded. So I was asking you, how does that relate to a tongue? Does it tie back into the tongue? Well, we use this double-minded way a lot of time of loving God. We say we love God, but we don't in our regular conversation act like we love God. We say we love God, but we also don't treat our friends with our tongue like we love God. So we have to recognize that if we're not living a life based on faith and trust and the righteousness of God, or the love and example of Jesus and the ever-present help of His Spirit that moves among us, we're unstable. Our heart is unstable. And that is clear that God is not going to assist us in our ways. It means that our mouth, they have no guard because they haven't stepped out of the way of God to use us. We, like, if you recognize that, when God has called us into submission to Him, He's saying, let me be the one to lead and guide your path, you on your path. So you've got to step out of the way and say, okay, God, here, have it. But when we're allowing ourselves to avoid obedience and avoid God or whatever, we're getting in the way, and that means our mouth has no guard. I think God will give us the guard. He becomes the guard because His love, and like I'm talking about His Spirit, the God who is God our Father, who loves us. He is majestic, but He's also tender. In His love for us and Jesus who laid down His life. I'm talking about this relationship with the triune God. That's what the guard becomes over your mouth, is Him. And so if you're not letting Him be there, then we're living a life based on our desires and not God's will and pleasure in our life. Do you recognize that His pleasure is far more fruitful than yours? Like, it feels good in the moment to follow yourself, to wag your tongue and say whatever you want. But if we're not following Him, we're not experiencing the greatest life that we could possibly live based on Him. So, okay, I spoke about this last week, and I'm bringing it up again because it's definitely a soapbox for me, but it's one worth standing on because I think it's something we just let go. Now, there's a couple of memes, and the thing I was talking about is a t-shirt I've seen that says, I love Jesus and I cuss a little. That makes me nauseated. Now there's another one that says, if my mouth doesn't tell you how I feel, my face will. Now we can say, Rachel, don't over-spiritualize this. It's no big deal. Everybody's got facial expressions. Yes, but I believe that our face and our tongues, they're both language. Our body speaks words. And you have to ask somebody, does your facial expression, do you brag about how ugly you look at somebody when it could actually interfere with their relationship with Christ? And I'm going to tell you what, if you claim to be a Christian, I'm going to tell you what these sayings actually mean. If you're wearing this across your shirt, I love Jesus and I cuss a little, or it doesn't matter how I look at you, you know, I can look at you however I want, and you're going to be able to read my language right there. It says one of three things I have written. It says, I believe in Jesus, but I don't follow Him. Or the love of Jesus is not enough to change me. You wouldn't put that on your shirt, would you? That's what that says. It also says, the joy of the Lord is not my strength. Is that what we want to represent in this world, this evil and fallen world? Do we want to veer off on this little thing to prove that I have a right to cuss, or I have a right to look at you any way I please? You know, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. it tells us to set aside, I mean, this is very similar to James 1, but it tells us to set aside every hindrance and every sin that so easily ensnares us. Now, we have full-blown sin. There's things that we're doing that is moral filth. It's full-blown naughtiness. Then we also have these hindrances where maybe an ugly face at somebody, it may not necessarily be a sin, but is it a hindrance? Do you need to set that aside? Because the pioneer and perfecter of your faith has asked you, he's called you higher. Recognize that. And I promise you, I've been looked at plenty of funky ways, and I've looked at people plenty of funky ways. I'm not perfect in this matter. I've said many, many, many ugly word in my time. Oh, but that grieves my spirit, because I tell you, I don't want to grieve my God over that. That's more important than if I get a word in to make something funnier or nastier or make a stronger point. Or if I make a facial expression that puts you in your place, what does God gain from that? Is this grieving my Savior? And I want to make sure, and again, the scripture says, this should not be this way. I use this quote over and over again, but a dear friend said it, and I think it's worth using. Humor does not sanitize evil. Humor does not excuse our disobedience. Nothing, no, whatever we think, humor or language or anything that anything that steps in the way of God being known, it has to go away. That is moral filth. And I know it feels like I'm riding too hard on that, but I just have such a passion for people being able to know God through our language, through every bit of it. And so the question is it holy? Is what you're saying holy? Is what your shirt saying, is that holy? Is what your Facebook meme says, is that holy? Is it godly? And I encourage you to do something about it if you can honestly say no. If you're struggling to figure out if this is in God's will or out of God's will, reach out to someone who is wise in God's word and get direction there. And read God's word. Read Ephesians. Allow your heart to be broken open for what God talks about, or what Paul talks about is crude conversation. Anyways, there you go. So last week we were talking about singing the songs that we may not actually believe. We were talking about faith and how we could stand in the room and say, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. And then by the time actually in that moment as we're singing, we don't really mean what we say. We don't know what that means. We just raise our hands or have the sweet face and the soft voice and shake our head in the moment, because that's what everybody does. It's like the Christianese of body language. But at the same time, we may not have faith, and we sing these songs based on a lack of faith, and then we sing them, and we get out. By the time we get out to our car, we've emasculated our husbands. We've berated our children. We talk smack about the preacher and maybe even cussed and thrown up your hands at somebody in traffic on the way home. And it's just been this little over an hour period since you've been singing, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. You're welcome here, but you're not welcome to change me. The cursings have run amok in our mouths. Look at verses 11 and 12 of chapter 3. Does a spring pour out sweet and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree produce olives, my brothers and sisters, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a saltwater spring yield fresh water. Now, just go by this. The product always matches the source. So, I'm going to wrap up here so that I can make sure we have a good full episode tomorrow. Chew on that as you go home or as you finish out your day. The product always matches the source. What comes out of you reflects what went into you. So what about if you're pouring out into your children, or your husband, or your coworkers, or the people at the gas station, or whoever you're in contact with? What if you're the source that they're relying on and it's full garbage water? Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I've been down to Gulfport, Mississippi, and walked on the beach there. I would not put my feet in that water. It's the same thing. Would people put their feet in the water that flows from you? So there we go. We'll leave it right there. God bless you, friends. I hope you have a great evening. Talk to you soon.